You're listening to
The Marn Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. It's Brian Lund here with the Fort Stewart's Public Affairs Office. Today I'm joined by a very special guest. Yes, to the left of me, I have the spouse of the 21st Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, none other than Miss Shireen Brown. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you.
Thanks
for having me here.
Yes. Are you enjoying your time here so far?
So far, learning a lot. What the soldiers are doing here and just how amazingly strong they are. So thank you for having me.
No, I want to say thank you again for taking the time to be here today. I know, especially with all the things that have been happening recently, you could be anywhere. So still making it a priority to come to Coastal Georgia does mean a lot.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so as we get into this interview, I want to start off by talking about you a little bit.
Okay.
As I said before, you are the spouse of the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. So you wear a lot of hats yourself. As I was looking at some of the things you do, what stuck out to me was in 2021, you started your own initiative, Five and Thrive. Mm. Can you talk to me a little bit about what that is and how'd you come up with that?
Okay, so Five and Thrive, let's see. Well, it was started basically from an inspiration of that personal experience with the military life. As a military spouse, as a military parent, so to speak, and then having EFMP children, and then, you know, wanting to serve. So all of these kind of combined together, and working with a couple of good friends of mine, we all decided to launch the Five and Thrive. And essentially the goal of Five and Thrive is to bring the mission of serving quality of life or offering quality of life for our military members so that they can thrive. So with this particular endeavor that we had, our initiative, it's a grassroots initiative, we focus on five key areas, and that's childcare, education, healthcare, housing, and spouse employment. We feel that these are the five areas that are critical to the well-being of our families. And so when we know that we have our families are in a good spot, we know that our military is also strong as well. And so as we've developed this, it's not just like personal experience that we've had, but it's also some of the data that we've been able to achieve. Some of the surveys from national organizations, from also our Department of Defense, and then also what we've seen other families contribute to some of those stories. So Five and Thrive likes to be able to provide the resources, because we feel once you have resources, it's an opportunity to connect. And so as a part of that, we've done things like the situation reports that come out monthly. We have our landing page, which is fiveandthrive.org. We've also got Thrive Guides, in which we talk about different aspects of military life, where it's the guard life, the reserve life, civilians who are associated with the military, and of course our active duty. So we're trying to work and partner with not only larger services, all of them across the board, but also with our individual locations, because we know that families want to find those resources in the locations where they're at. It's a big endeavor, but it's one that we feel very heartfelt about.
Yes, ma'am. And so you mentioned it. Five and Thrive is about childcare, education, healthcare, housing, and spouse employment. So specifically speaking, why do you believe that these pillars are crucial in maintaining the morale and readiness of our spouses and our families?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Strength and stability are the key things that we want our members to feel. And being a part of the military life, you know, we're going to find a lot of rewards in the number of places that we end up traveling to, even if it's just in one place overall. But we also find that there are a lot of challenges along the way, and that can be very daunting. But without those resources, and again, connecting with people, this is the thing that helps us understand, that helps build the well-being for our families. And then again, if you have a strong family foundation, then you have a strong armed services. We want to be able to maintain the strength of the force that we are. And let me tell you, being the spouse of the chairman, I get a chance to talk to him every now and again, and he will tell you that our military is the most well-respected military across the globe. We want to make sure and ensure that our families feel like they're a part of that mission as well, and they can be just as proud of the service that they are a part of. So that is a big booster for all of us going forward.
Yes, ma'am, and you mentioned it, there are challenges. As there is challenges throughout military life, you know better than anybody, being a spouse of a service member, the challenges that come with the military life. So can you speak a little bit to the spouses and families about how to navigate the challenges that military life comes with?
Sure. Okay, so lots of times as a part of the military life, people end up changing assignments, which means not only just changing jobs, it means moving to different locations. And so the opportunity to be able to have those connections, because we feel, at least I do, it's the community support that you have, maybe because you live in the local area. And we know as senior leadership that a good bulk of our families live off the installation. So we want folks to be able to find those resources wherever they can. A good place to start is not only at the local level, but also off your installation. I know it's not necessarily the first thought people have, but if they could engage from that level, they can always find out from those places on the installation where to go off the installation. So community support, the connection that you find, you want to be able to build your own network. And once you have that, I think you feel like you belong to that particular region. So that's what I would say.
Yes, ma'am. And on the heels of that, with challenges come concerns as well, right? So how do we make sure that voices are being heard and problems are being addressed so that things just don't feel like it's being lost in maybe the chaos that military life might be having?
Okay. So, yeah, the opportunity to be able to know where to turn, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's communication. It's being able to find those resources. But it's also the advocacy piece. So let's talk about the communication. You want to be able to know that your leadership has your back. Don't be shy in reaching out to be able to find out those answers. When there's an opportunity to have town halls and connect with the leadership that's there, or if it's an ICE comment, as I've learned earlier today, it's being able to engage. You want to be able to say the things that you're a little challenged by, but you know, always being respectful in how you're able to do that. As they say, you'll win more hearts with honey than with vinegar, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So yes, you might be going through a very difficult time, but how you're able to communicate with people and have them understand the challenges that are happening so that they will listen to you is important. But then we also need our leadership to actively listen to us. We want them to hear what we're saying so they too can then figure out. Because, you know, I found out with the military, sometimes the more they hear of what's trending, is more of the opportunity for them to be able to engage. And then, you know, getting to the point where you can advocate. How do you speak to folks so that you want to be able to be heard? How do you engage? Because, you know, a lot of times parents, we want to say are policymakers and those in leadership, but maybe you don't have that connection. But guess what? Wherever you are, you're always going to have that ability to be able to engage with someone in leadership. It could be with the schools. So who's going to be the person there? Your teachers, your principals, how those are early starts for how do you communicate, or even just the leadership. Chamber of Commerce is another location where maybe you want to just identify the fact that hey, I'm a military spouse, but I'm looking for a job. What can you share with me that might be an opportunity? Because guess what? We have a lot to offer, and for that community, we want to be able to serve a purpose that's greater than ourselves.
Yes, ma'am.
So to that point, there's a lot of opportunities in which we can engage and have our voices heard.
Yes, ma'am. And so as we wrap this up, is there anything that you want to leave with the Fort Stewart community, a message that that they can hear right now?
Okay, let me think. I've had a full day today, and I want to say I've met so many different folks, to include the spouses and some of the family members, along with the community members. And what I would say is this, don't ever give up. Engage, be a part of your community, connect with one another, and find ways to be able to just change the place a little bit more than what you change it in a way that you feel might leave it in a better place. You never know how, if in fact you might be able to come back to this location, and it'd be wonderful to see some of the changes that started off with you and maybe others that you brought along with you. And then it's a better community because of that. And it's a win-win because it's not just our military community, it's our local community as well. So stay in the game.
Yes,
be out there and root for the folks that you're feeling supportive of.
Yes, ma'am. So. Of course. I want to say again, thank you for taking the time to be here today. Hope you really enjoyed your time here, and I appreciate all the wise words that you had.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.